Don't you care that I quit? Damn. Man, these motherfuckers.
Oh well.
Welcome back to Welcome to the Sour Hour on Bay Station 1. Damn shame when these prank calls don't really click like a seatbelt, but we give it a go anywho. We try every time, you know what I mean? It gets us a little mad. It gets us a little so pissed off, but not too pissed off, you know what I'm saying?
For calling your friendly La Jolla Pavilion.
Let's see
using
what's
your touch
going
tone
on.
Telephone.
Oh, that didn't work. Well, let's give it a go again. Let's try another gent. Let's try something else. Let's see what's really going on here. What are you thinking? Let's see. Hey, what's up, Noel? Welcome back, man.
Got Noel up in the station.
That's right. How you doing, man?
Not too bad.
Oh, good.
I have more time to see you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next week?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, it's a little rainy today.
Let's see what they have to say here.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, hello? Is this Cafe Bean?
Yes.
Yeah, I bought a coffee about an hour ago. It's got sand in it.
You bought which one again?
I bought a coffee and it's got sand in it.
It had what in it? I'm sorry.
Sand, like beach sand.
You said bleach stains? I couldn't understand you.
Yeah, a little bit of bleach, but mainly sand.
Mainly what?
Sand? You like beach sand?
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I don't actually use it.
Me neither. That's why I'm calling in. I'm like, I didn't.
I don't use any bleach, is the thing is.
Like, no, like sand from the beach.
Sand, yeah. Sand.
Like pebbles, pieces of rocks.
What is that again?
Like little pieces of rocks, like sand?
Yeah, sand.
Sand.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing is that it might be the wrong place. I haven't sold a coffee for over 3 hours because I have been closed.
Oh. Oh, I see.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to come in today. That's the thing.
Yeah. Also, I quit. Yeah. Is that all right?
What's that?
I quit, too. I'm not going to come in to work also.
Oh, I'm sorry, then. I didn't know.
Yeah. I'm sorry, too, man. Yeah. All right. Thanks for being my boss all these years, man. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
The world is so far away. Looking back on yesterday.
see. Okay. We're gonna do it like this. One time for the mind, two time for the crime.
Hello, and thank you for calling Joyride. We love hosting special events at Joyride Pizza.
Okay.
All of our locations support catering, delivering our menu of classic. I'm sorry, that key is not valid.
Okay.
Thanks for your interest in special events and catering with Joyride Pizza. Please leave your message, including your name, event description.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's try them again. Let me try different digits on here. Yeah, let's see. Hello?
Hello, and thank you for calling Joyride
Pizza. All right.
Thanks for your interest in the Joyride Pizza menu. Here are answers to some of the most common questions.
Great God.
Okay. Any of Joyride Pizza can be made gluten-free by selecting the substitutions modifier.
Okay. We'll try this gent right here, right next door.
Let's see. Little Star Pizza, located in beautiful downtown. This key is not valid.
Oh, give me a human
please
being.
Try again. Thank
come
you
on,
for calling
on.
Little
right,
Star
all right.
Pizza.
All right. What's up, Penguin? We see you. Come on.
What's this place next door called?
Little Star Pizza.
No, this one.
Oh.
We should call that.
Dumpling House or something? Let's see.
I feel like we're looking right at you.
All right. Come on, pick up. Come on, now.
Come on, Little Star Pizza.
Little Star in Valencia?
Yeah, hi. Y'all do DoorDash, right?
Yeah, we deliver through DoorDash and Uber Eats, yes.
Yeah, okay. So my pizza got to my house about 30 minutes ago, and it's got a letter saying, call me back, and a phone number listed on there. What's all that about? Is it some kind of joke? Is it some kind of sick joke? I'm married. My wife Yeah, hello?
Hi. I don't know. Was that phone number to the pizza place? No, we didn't write anything on the box.
Yeah, the box says, call me back, winky face, kissy face, 415-295-2914.
Yeah, write that. I'll go ahead and talk to my kitchen right now, but that was not sent from the pizza place. We do not do that at all. I am sorry that happened. What's the name on your order? We can try calling DoorDash to see if we can talk to the driver that was assigned to your order, but yeah.
My wife is furious. Some kind of sick joke, man?
Are you talking to that bitch right now?
Hold on, baby. Give me a second, baby. Yeah. You hear her? She's mad.
No, I'm sorry that this is happening. We do not do this from the store. It was not us.
Was it you? Was it you telling me to call you back? Because here I am. I called you back.
No, I didn't. I actually just came in for my shift. So I am asking if I could get a little bit more info so that maybe I can get my manager involved in this. We did not do that at all, so...
Okay. If you say so, kissy face, winky face, call me back. Yeah.
I'm sorry that this is happening. We didn't write that on your box.
If you say so.
Can I please take your, your phone number and, info so that my GM can give you a call back? I don't know. I don't know any other way to go about it. We didn't write anything on your box.
Anyways, I quit. Also, I work there too. I quit. Yeah. So, anyways, yeah. Thanks for all the long years of work there. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, y'all heard it here at Bay Station 1.
Thanks for your interest in the Joyride Pizza menu. Here are answers to some of the most...
Sincerely, oh yes, sincerely, 'cause I love you so dearly. Sincerely.
me. But I'll never, 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 never let him go sincerely. Oh, you know how I love you. I'll do anything for you.
And roll will never die. Okay, let's give these folks a shot.
Good evening. Welcome to the Thinking Roll.
Invalid entry. Please try again.
Let's try this one. Hello. Oh, I think it's going.
Motherfucker.
I think they're coming.
Thanks for calling the Stinking Rosals. That's speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. This is Jay Dino. I'm calling. Yeah, hi. This is Jay Dino. I'm calling in today to make a reservation for me and the family.
For what day?
Tonight, if possible.
Tonight you can just come on in.
Yeah, we're a party of 48.
48?
48 people, yeah.
For tonight?
Me, the family, the entourage, and the children.
I'm sorry, it sounds like you're cutting off. I can't hardly hear you.
No, I'm not lost. I know where I am.
We're trying to get some seating.
Yeah, we're trying to get some seating for 48 total tonight at the Stinking Rose. This is the Stinking Rose on Columbus, right?
I'm sorry?
This is the Stinking Rose on Columbus?
Yeah, Columbus.
So book us down. Jay Dino and family, 48. We'll be there at 7 p.m.
At 7 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay, 7 p.m.
Yeah, we want the back. I'd like to be seated as close as I can to the kitchen. And I'd like to be facing the front door in case I gotta make a run. You understand?
Hold on one second, okay? Let me see. Let's see. I don't have a room for 48 people. I have a couple of other parties at 7, though.
Yeah, just tell them to get out of the way. We'll be there at 7. We need 48. Ideally, have everybody, you know, maybe connect the seats. We all want to be able to...
No, like I said, I don't have a room for 48. I have two more parties in that area tonight.
These two other parties need buttering up, or what are we talking about?
Yeah, we can take care of them. You know, you just let them know Jay Dino and family are coming over. Yeah, whatever they want. We'll be there at 7 p.m. And once again, I'd like to be seated as close as I can to the kitchen, facing the front door.
I think you're confusing a new location, because this one is two floors. So a big party will only sit on the second floor.
Ah. Is there a back?
We're made guys.
Yeah, we're made.
I'm sorry?
We're made people, as my associate just said. But yeah, so we'll take the chair. I want the chair as close as I can to the kitchen, facing the front door. You understand me?
No, like I said, we don't have a room by the kitchen. It's the second floor.
Does the second floor have an emergency exit?
No, it doesn't.
That doesn't sound safe. So 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Maybe 7:15 because I might have to stop at the laundromat. Okay.
And no, like I said, I don't have a room for 48 people.
Right.
Listen, are you being a wise guy or something? Because we're trying to make a reservation.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And I cannot promise you a party of 48 room for it because I have two parties already at that time.
Send me your Venmo and I'm sure you'll help us out. So what's your Venmo?
Let us help you help us. You, Gabish?
Yeah. Are you still there? Hello?
Hello, yes, I'm here.
Yeah, yeah, so I'm ready for your Venmo. I got a pencil.
Hey, friend, do you have pizza there?
If we have a pizza.
You have pizza?
Yeah, we do.
Do you make deliveries to sewers?
I'm sorry, what was the question? And can you repeat that? Sounds like you're cutting off.
If I gave you an address, would your delivery driver perhaps be able to lift the manhole?
No, we don't do any delivery.
But could he lift the manhole and deliver it to my friend Splinter?
No, like I said, we don't do any delivery.
Yes, so I'm still waiting for your Venmo. What is it?
Can you take this for a second? I gotta check.
Yeah, hello? Hello?
Yeah, hi. Is this the same guy?
No, he's not busy right now. He's gonna get paid.
Oh, he's got beef?
Yeah.
He just told me, like, we don't have, like, room for the 48. This is, like, a big group.
Yeah, it's a little big. Wings. It's small in Italian, but
some of my associates are fine standing.
Yeah, and we're gonna take
7 p.m.
7 p.m. today.
Oh, today?
Tonight? Yeah. 7 p.m. 48.
7 p.m. Oh my God, that's we have one party, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So, 48. But I'm sure we can take care of them. You know.
If you want, you can. I don't think we have a room for that, but
right, you don't have room, but you will have room because we're gonna take care of you.
Okay.
Okay, so send me your Venmo. I got a pencil right here. Send me your Venmo, and I'll take care of you. What's
okay? If it's tonight, what time you say? Like 7.
Yes, 7 to tonight. Today's Wednesday, right? Yeah, tonight.
Party for Dino.
Yeah, Jay Dino and Associates.
We don't have a room. It's room. We have a two party. That's why we don't have the room right now.
Right. But we'll take care of the party. Just call them back. Let them know. You know, scoot it over.
Okay.
Yeah, 48. And
okay.
I'll let
you know.
You'll let me know. You're gonna let me know. Yeah, right. Like right now.
So I'm sorry, guys. They just told me we don't have a room, so I cannot. I don't know how to say what I say. I'm so sorry because we don't have a room.
I'm so sorry too.
My wife, she's got me going to therapy. She got me on this shit, Prozac. You ever heard of that?
You heard of Prozac, man?
My fuck it. Everything's just numb. Everything's just a big nothing.
And we're trying to help him by having a party.
I've never been so fucking depressed in my fucking life.
Yeah. You hear what you're doing to this guy? You're killing my boy.
What are you, being a wise guy?
So we'll be there at 7 p.m.
7:30.
All 48 of us. Is that all right?
Yeah, just give me 1 second. Can you call back like 1 hour or let's see what's going to happen?
1 hour. We'll call you back.
Yeah, just call me back and let's see what happens.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
You heard it here on Bay Station 1.
My baby. what do I see? Poetry in motion. Nothing I would change. She doesn't need improvement. She's much too nice to rearrange. Poetry in motion, dancing close to me. A flower of devotion, a swaying gracefully. There's nothing I would change. She doesn't need improvement. She's much too nice to rearrange. Poetry in motion.
So today's shift has been a little different than usual. You know, One Take Jake was a little late on the scene. But moving forward, never backwards, we're going to split the sour hour in half. So I guess you can call it a sweet and sour if you could, if you would, if you want to. Oh, we got a gentleman yelling outside the studio. That's how we like it here at Bay Station.
Sweeter than
man.
Sour.
Mm-hmm. So, anywho. One Take Jake gonna spin some fun ones for us, you know what I mean? And I'm gonna be right here. We're gonna do occasional prank calling, perhaps, if we wanna.
True.
Mm-hmm. Based on a true story, here at Bay Station 1. We're gonna do the old switcheroo in just a moment. Hello. Turn it off to DJ One Take Jake. He gonna spin his situation right here, and I'm gonna be on location playing the game like it's PlayStation. We gonna pimprovise the last 30 minutes of this set here on Bay Station 1. Thank y'all for tuning in. Hello.
Now, baby, when you sigh, I wanna sigh with you. When you cry,
when you cry,
I wanna cry some too. I hate that love. squeeze you as tight as I can. Baby, don't you need me by your side to protect you and be your guide? Baby, I'm so in love with you. I'll do anything you tell me to.
Yo, 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 it's DJ One Tick Jake. I showed up a little late today. Thank God for having the 2 hours. We could run this a little late, you know what I'm saying? That was a little Ray Charles, and next up I'm going to play a little of my brother's music, Caleb Pep, and then we're going to get to a call. Call my ganger and listen to some of his music after that. All right. Here on Bay Station 1. This is What Does Love Mean?
I have lived longer than I thought. I'm still coming up with ways to beat the clock. For it puts its hands on me. I really gotta see. What does love mean? What does love do? Is it in me? Is it in you?
Again, that's Caleb Pep, and that song's called What Does Love Mean? All right, we're going to take a call from my ganger, Houston, John Houston, and then we're going to listen to a song of his. Let's see what this guy's doing over here. Right. We're ringing. We got action.
Well, hello.
Hello, Ganger.
What's up, John? John Houston?
Not too much. How about yourself? Sounding good up there on the radios.
Hey, we're just live here at Bay Station Juan. That's Bay Station Juan. Tell us about yourself, Houston.
Well, I'm a musician currently in Austin, Texas, originating from the Chicagoland area, where we had originally met.
Should I tell
I'm working on music for about 15, 16 years myself, probably 20 with the band and everything. But
what kind of music you
doing,
man?
To this day.
What kind of music?
It's like a little bit of pop punk in there with some alternative, you know, influences in there, a little bit of folk, a little bit of bluegrass country, a little of everything.
Hey.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Tell us a little about the song we're about to hear.
So this is actually one of my best songs I've ever written. Wrote it about, I think, 14 years ago. And it's probably the third song I ever wrote. Just going through some heartache, and it was the first time I was ever able to put it down and turn into something beautiful, a little piece of art. Get all the emotions down and leave it there and look back on it.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. I'm excited to hear it. I gave it a little run through before when I was heading here, but I didn't listen to the full thing, so I'm stoked. I've known Houston for about, like, 8 years now, maybe?
Yeah, I think we're going on about that.
Maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. We met in Chicago.
It was like a whole lot.
Serving tables, serving them food to those hungry, hungry hippos. And, yeah, dude, I'm stoked to have call you, and we're going to fucking listen to this song. Any words of advice or any words of wisdom for the listeners?
Yeah, lay it on us.
I would just say just keep following your passion. Don't let it be or deter you. Keep looking to the future and don't get stuck in the darkness.
Ooh. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, Ganger. I love you, man. We're about to listen to your song. And what's the name of your song?
It's called Ghosts in the Graveyard, and I'm honored to have y'all play it for me. I really appreciate it. Love you guys.
Love you too, man. We're about to play this shit. Ganger, we love you. Have a good day in beautiful Austin, Texas, and we'll stay here in rainy San Francisco. You know what I'm saying?
Yeehaw,
that's music, baby. Thank you.
And be good, and if you want to, be bad, be good at it.
That's right.
Damn right. And always stay focused.
Stay focused.
No
all
hocus
right.
pocus.
Hell yeah.
Thanks.
That's fucking awesome. And we are going to listen to Ghost in the Graveyard by Houston, John Houston. Alright, we're restarting the song.
I got a feeling in my stomach.
listening to Bay Station 1, and that was John Houston, Ghost in the Graveyard, dear friend of mine. And next up, you're going to listen to Lose My Cool by 070 Shake.
I'm so androgynous, I keep confusing them. Think I'm more polygamous, I want like two of them. Wake up in the morning, see the life I wanna live. I can't get distracted, tryna live my life for them. I know I'm a prodigy, they say they proud of me. And honestly, I gotta be, cause there's a God in me. Shooting for a higher self, a higher frequency. And you don't gotta touch me, I can feel your energy. I'm going all the way. We drove through the rain. Went against all odds. I'll never lose. Take the narcissist, the shooter probably fits. She don't need attention, she just need material things. I knew she was mine by the second Gucci bag. But there's an emptiness I knew that money couldn't fix. There's a part inside your heart that tells you life is bigger. But we still ride the shit, we still get flashy. I'm talking Prada shit, Balenciaga shit.
I'm asking her which ride she in, the Maybach or the Benz. Me and her, we double test through 2020, bitch. To keep my cool, I might just need refrigerant. So can you keep it just? Don't worry about the past or future tense. Presents we living in. President Benjamin's coming dividends, but it ain't mean a shit. I give this shit away to somebody who really need it.
Alright, alright, we're gonna continue with these prank calls, alright? We're gonna check out Balboa Theater right now. Alright, Balboa Theater.
Let him have it, man.
Theater, may I help you?
Hey, yeah, this is Paul. I'm not coming in today. I think I might be sick, but actually, I think I'm going to quit.
Okay, this is who?
Paul.
Paul?
Yeah. I'm not going to be showing up today. I'm sorry. I just...
I think you're calling the wrong place,
Paul. I've been being treated wrong. My hours have been getting cut. I'm just going to have to quit. I'm sorry. This is Johnny, right?
No, you've got the wrong number, bro.
This is the Balboa Theater, right?
In which city?
San Francisco?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been working there for the last 5 years. This isn't Johnny?
No, this is...
Who is this, by the way?
I think you got the wrong number, man. I know a name Paul works here.
Oh, okay. Real quick, before you let me go, I'm another guy. Are y'all hiring?
No, we're not. Thank you.
Yeah, where do I send my... Oh. And I continue to be unemployed.
All right. Who else am I going to call up in here?
Let's see.
Should we call him back?
Call him back and ask him when I start, dude.
I'm calling him back.
Gentlemen, who should we call? Oh, you got somebody?
Okay. I'm calling him back.
All right.
Thank you.
hey, Johnny, this is Paul. I'm just wondering if I can get my job back. Come on, bro.
If he doesn't answer, man, just call EDD back. Sorry, player. The game is rough.
Four, one, five, two, one.
He don't want it. He don't want to play with base station.
He's like in what city? All right, who we gonna call? Who we gonna call? Ghostbusters?
What's an idea? You wanna give that? John, kitchen number 2, right across the street.
If ever you're hungry, well, this one.
Come on, John, kitchen number 2.
John, kitchen.
Hello, yes. I am right across the street. I could see you on the phone right now, actually. If you look across the street at Radio Valencia, we'll wave at you.
Hey.
Okay.
What's up,
neighbor? Do you see us?
Do y'all give, like, discounts or free stuff to neighbors?
Do you see us?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, yeah. We're just wondering, what's a little words of advice or wisdom that you have for us?
Vegetable.
What does that mean?
Which item?
No, I'm wondering. I'm wondering. Any words of wisdom? Any like words of hope or words of caution or fear or anything deep that you have?
Oh, we don't have fear. Sorry.
You don't have fear?
Yeah, sorry.
Well, how did you get that way?
Huh?
How'd you lose your fear?
How lose your fear?
Yeah,
because I'm an anxious person myself. I have a lot of fears, and I'm just wondering if you don't have fears, how?
In a minute, we don't have fear. Okay. We don't feel the fear.
That's okay. I have one more question for you before we let you go.
Mm-hmm.
Which one came first, the chicken or the egg?
Chicken and egg.
Yeah, which one came first, chicken or the egg?
Chicken.
Chicken? Okay.
You heard it here.
Hot take from John's chicken. All right. Have a beautiful day, man.
Yeah. I've been wondering that for a long time.
They didn't have fears over there at John Kitchen number 2.
Unavailable. Yeah.
Bay Station Juan. I walk alone. We're gonna cut it up and we're gonna switch it up and play the play out song. This is a song called Magic by my other brother, Joseph Pep.
That's a fool's talk of love called magic. And what they meant dear, loving you, yeah, learn me just one trick. Would you like to see a man disappear? Would you like to see a man disappear? Lonely tears. If you'd like to see a man disappear, thank you. seen someone pull a rabbit out of hat. Someone pull my card out to stand. But loving you, I ain't seen no magic like that. I only saw my heart riding half.
It's Johnny. I'm wondering if I could get my job back over at the Balboa Pizza Spot. Next up, we got Penguin coming up. Penguin, you all set up to go? All right, fuck yeah. That was Bay Station 1. Thanks for checking in. See y'all next week. Hopefully I don't sleep in. Joe, for you, I ain't blasting words for the people. Disappear. Little smoke between bottles. You heard it here at Bay Station 1.
Yeah. Skirt, skirt. Good.
Lonely tears. If you'd like to see a man disappear. If you'd like to see a man disappear.